This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Stacy Wilson Hunt is with us. Stacy has covered Hollywood for 15 years and is an entertainment reporter. She's got a brand new podcast set to launch. I guess it's already launched, and she's here with us on the National Defense. Stacy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
You got the three names, but you don't have the dash. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, let's get to the really important stuff first.
Right,
sure.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, when you're a journalist, you know, you sort of live and die by your byline, which is your name that is associated with your stories that you write. And when I got married, I decided to sort of shift my maiden name, Wilson, to be my middle name. And then I took my husband's name, Hunt, just to keep all the elements in place. But to your point, yes, it is not a hyphenate. Wilson is now my middle name. So
okay, all right.
Well, that's the long and short of it.
Now that we've covered that. So you get some good conversations here with some very interesting people, and they talk about their journey to get to mm-hmm. where they are, right?
That is true. And my goal with the show, and again, to your point, I've been covering Hollywood for a long time, is we think we know a lot of these iconic personalities and artists in Hollywood, but I find that we don't know a lot about their full journeys. We know kind of whatever they're promoting in the moment. But I really wanted to showcase an artist's journey from beginning to where they are currently find themselves, because I do find it very inspiring. It doesn't matter if you are a creative person or if you're working in marketing or selling cars. I think there is a relatable arc to someone's professional journey that I think people can glean inspiration from. And also it makes artists feel more human and more sort of, I guess, approachable. And, yeah. And we find we have a lot more in common with people than we thought.
Yeah. And you know, so on this show, we do talk to those kind of artists all the time. And it's always interesting to me, especially with actors, how mm-hmm. I don't care if you've had 1,000 different roles. They never are quite sure if they will work again.
Isn't that the case.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It is. And you know, what's tough about this business, well, pretty much everything is tough about this business,
sure.
is that you're in my show isn't just centering on actors. It is writers, directors, producers, actors specifically, unless they also know how to direct, produce, and write, they truly are at the mercy of their agent or manager calling them saying, hey, I have a great script for you, which is now why we see so many actors producing and creating their own content. because none of them can afford to sit home and wait for the phone to ring anymore.
That is so true. And you're talking to some great names. Billy Bob Thornton, Kate Hudson, Fred Armisen, which we've had on the show, is just an amazing guy. Nick Kroll, yeah. Elizabeth Moss. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Moss, I love.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you were contacting their publicists to get them to sit down with you, and how long are we talking about here? What time frame conversation?
So in terms of how long they're sitting with me, it's at least an hour. You really can't do these conversations in less than an hour in my experience. And what's great about my show is that it's set at a venue here in Hollywood, and some of the conversations are in front of an audience and some aren't. So it's kind of at the, depending on what the talent prefers and also scheduling. But in Elizabeth's case, she wasn't able to do an audience event, but I sat with her for an hour and 20 minutes. And honestly, we could have kept talking for 10 more hours.
Wow.
And I've known her for a long time, and she and I have a lot of great things to discuss. And we're both just nerds at the end of the day. She's a nerd. I'm a nerd too. And once we get going, it's hard to stop.
And how about Billy Bob? I mean, an interesting cat, and tours with his band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a very special guy. I've been speaking to him on and off for about 12 years, starting with Fargo when I first started to kind of see him more regularly, Fargo on FX. And since then, I'm just consistently delighted every time I get to say hi to him, every time I get to sit down with him. And really, once you feel like you know someone's story, you can't imagine there are more layers to it, and Billy manages to peel back more layers of himself every single time I talk to him.
I would imagine so. I mean, he is incredible in Landman.
And, he is. He's really great.
And, yeah. You know, that's coming back for season two.
That's right.
What about Fred? I mean, Fred, I love Fred. I love having Fred on the show, and you could talk to Fred about anything.
That is true. And I met Fred first about 12 years ago. I spent a week at Saturday Night Live, and I was doing a cover story on Lorne Michaels. And I met him there, as I did many of the cast members. And he and I have since become friends because I'm from Portland. And, of course, he created Portlandia.
Ha!
And I visited him on the set of Portlandia a number of times. And then he also lives down the street from me and my husband. So it was really great. It was really great to see him again in person a few weeks ago. I hadn't seen him actually in person since before COVID because of just the distance we all had from each other. But he is really a consummate artist. He's not just a writer. He's not just an actor. He really, first and foremost, sees himself as a musician. And then acting and comedy sort of came after that. So his story is particularly unique in that way.
That is so cool. We're talking to Stacey Wilson-Hunt here on the National Defense, her podcast, My Hollywood Story. That it's out now, right?
It is. We premiered May 20th, and Billy Bob was the first episode, and we're now in week three. And we have about 13 episodes that we're doing in this first cycle. And, you know, with everything with podcasting, it's all kind of a giant experiment. None of us knows what's going to resonate with people. And it's like anything, really, a show. No one knows if a show is going to resonate. So the hope is that once we get more feedback on the show, people really seem to be enjoying it, which is my first priority. And the talent have had a great time. So fingers crossed we get to keep doing this.
Who is RJ Cutler? I know that name.
Yeah, that's a great question. So RJ Cutler is probably one of the most prolific documentarians working today.
Okay.
He did the Martha Stewart documentary on Netflix that premiered last fall that everyone was talking about very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's a very interesting guy.
You know, so who is the favorite? I mean, you've interviewed, you know, so many people as I have. Who is anybody stands out to you in terms of just, you know, enjoyable, interesting conversation?
I get asked this question a lot, and people have stuck with me for different reasons. But I have to say, I can't beat the experience of interviewing Oprah Winfrey at her home in Montecito.
Oh, wow.
that's a tough one to beat. And to be interviewed by the preeminent interviewer, for me to be interviewing the preeminent interviewer felt not only surreal, but sort of, wow, I guess I've made it if I'm interviewing Oprah.
Right. Well, absolutely.
But she's amazing. And I have spent a lot of time with Conan O'Brien over the years too. And always a delight and very silly, which I appreciate.
Can I get your Rolodex?
No, that is concealed. That is private, top secret classified information.
You know, I will have to say, for me, two interviews come to mind that I've had over the years. Michael Douglas, a few years ago.
Oh, yes. Was great guy.
Incredible interview. And we've had Charlie Sheen on the show now.
Oh, mm-hmm.
About three times. And
oh, wow.
Boy, he's a ball of fun.
I did a platoon reunion photo once with him and Willem Dafoe and Oliver Stone. That was an interesting day for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is going to be cool. I can't wait to hear.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope you like it.
Yeah. My Hollywood Story, hosted by Stacey, and it is out now. New episodes releasing on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Oh, and with video.
Yes. So for people who do prefer to watch their podcast, which right. is, of course, is a burgeoning trend, we are on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel. And then if you do prefer the audio experience, it's on Spotify and Apple and most of the regular podcast platforms. So the best thing to do is sign up on the Apple platform or whichever one is your preferred platform, subscribe. And then every time we drop an episode, you'll get an alert. So when you're driving to work or exercising or gardening or whatever it is, you have something fun to listen to.
I like to listen to podcasts when I'm playing tennis.
Sure, whatever works. Whatever keeps your heart rate up, right?
Stacey, thank you so much, man. It's been fun talking to you.
And, thank you. You too. I really appreciate it.
Can't wait to hear this. My Hollywood Story. We'll be right back on the National Defense.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio, and anytime we are talking to our friends from Ford, we get pretty excited, especially if we're talking about Ford trucks and the F-150, of course, the most popular truck in the history of forever. I think they found caves in, you know, Mesopotamia that had F-150s drawn on them with as much traction as they've had. But speaking of traction, we are speaking with a guy who knows a lot about it, the F-150 brand manager, John Wallowinder, which, gosh, as a guy who does a lot of sports PA, I kind of wish you'd been a baseball player, because that's Wallowinder is a fantastic name. Now batting the second baseman, number 7, John Wallowinder. I mean, come on, that's fantastic. But instead, you're a professional when it comes to Ford, right?
That's right. I have the second best job in the world behind the baseball team, or behind being a baseball player. So But it's one of my favorite things. So I love talking Ford trucks. Excited to be on here today, Nate, to talk with you. So for 48 years, as you know, the F-Series has been the undisputed leader in trucks. You know, it's something we don't take for granted here at Ford, and something that we haven't achieved by just kind of being comfortable with the status quo or resting on our reputation. So our leadership really comes from listening to customers, understanding their needs as they evolve and change, and then always listening and watching how they use their trucks today, again, how their tastes and use cases are evolving in the future, and then what trends are emerging. And as part of that listening, we've identified some opportunities in the market that haven't been answered by a factory solution before. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to talk about the F-150 Lobo.
Well, what we're talking about is that Lobo package. And, you know, there was a lot of success with the Maverick Lobo, was there not?
Yeah.
Did that exactly. success kind of inform, hey, maybe we should look at doing this with the F-150? Because I got to be honest, there's a lot of trucks out on the road right now, and not all of them are Ford. And a lot of them are trucks that are never designed to touch dirt in any way, shape, or form. Like, and that's not kind of been the F-150's DNA. The F-150 is about going out, getting work done, having all the resources you need in place when you need them. And now it's just like Ford's like, all right, fine. You want to do the street truck? We'll do the street truck. I am so excited by just the looks of the Maverick Lobo alone. What sort of lessons did they learn from that they're implementing on the F-150 Lobo?
Yeah, so like you said, we have the Maverick Lobo in the market today. It's performing really well. Customers are very excited about it. And again, like you mentioned, it's something different. So the Maverick Lobo is kind of this sport street racer type of feel. It has a Maverick Lobo mode, which is more geared for autocross. Now, our F-150 Lobo is a different animal. So this is V8 performance, customized appearance, again, with that factory warranty. So like you said earlier, all of our trucks are built for tough. So that's not just a marketing slogan or something that's nice to slap on ads. It's really an engineering seal of approval that, like you mentioned, the truck's durable, capable, reliable, productive. Mm-hmm. And we've got a wide array in our lineup, from the XL work truck all the way to our, you know, Raptor R Desert Runner at high speed. So the F-150 Lobo sits just above our XL work truck on the STX trim, which is one of our entry level sport runners. And that is a really great price point for customers that are looking for value, but also with some added features and comforts. And that's where the F-150 Lobo package sits. So the package includes a really awesome, unique light bar, which throws some homage to the Maverick Lobo. Ours is a little different in that it runs through the center of the grille. That's unique to F-150 Lobo, and no other F-150 will have that light bar on it. We've got a ground kit that runs around the perimeter of the truck that really gives it that lower anchored appearance and styling and sinister attitude. And then we lowered the bed of the truck, or the rear of the truck, by 2 inches. So it gives it that level stance. It's really planted. And then it's anchored to the ground by 22-inch gloss black wheels, which, again, give it that sinister kind of badass appeal.
Not one that you're going to see a lot of black gloss wheels when you're driving around, you know, off-road and Baja or something like that. Those are made to be seen on the street. We're talking with John Wallawender, F-150 brand manager here on the National Defense, about the brand new F-150, the 2025 F-150 Lobo. Now, the Maverick Lobo looked like the height of the ride, the clearance, was much, much lower than the original Maverick. Are we looking at a lot lower to the ground F-150 with the Lobo package?
So it certainly gives that appearance. Its ground clearance is only about 2 inches lower than the regular STX truck without the Lobo package. So still plenty capable. It can still tow and haul up to 7,900 pounds of towing and 1,450 pounds of payload. All of our Lobos come in a crew cab configuration with a 5.5-foot box. So that's something that we heard from customers loud and clear, that family was really important to them. So with seating up to five, You know, you can tow and haul your cargo, and then haul your family, or if you're just driving fast by yourself, haul ass. You know, whatever would be your key.
Oh, that's the call. I'm just imagining the new slogans that your marketing guys up there in Dearborn are coming up with. Want to haul ass and your family? Get the new F-150 Lobo. I mean, it's interesting that you said it's only 2 inches lower than the standard clearance, because it looked like on the Maverick that was significantly lower, like to the point where a lot of these guys that have these show cars and they go out there and do these custom, you know, packages and their suspension. Like, I'd be afraid to drive that through a Taco Bell drive-thru. I'm gonna hit something. I don't need to do that. But you got that nice looking Tremor hood on it. When companies, and Ford is no exception, when companies release these brand new kind of fancy aggressive trim packages, they often release a new paint color or some sort of new scheme. Have you seen any sort of things in the paint with these that make you excited, or is kind of what we're used to? I mean, I'm assuming you can get it in colors other than black.
So black is our hero color. It really conveys that.
Well, it's Henry Ford's color. That's, you get it in black.
That's right. Any color as long as it's black.
Yes.
But F-150 Lobo gives you 5 color options. And new for the F-150 Lobo package is the Rapid Red Metallic. So that kind of calls back to our legacy street trucks of yesteryear with the original Lightning. And again, it's such a signature, such an iconic look of the red and black on this truck. But you can get agate black, Atlas blue, carbonized gray, Oxford white.
Oh my gosh!
And then that Rapid Red that I mentioned. So
I want to name paints. If I can't get a job naming strains of cannabis, you know, those guys go completely off the rails. But that you don't have just blue. It's got to be cobalt, steel, space blue, that kind of thing. But is the red like a bright red, then a darker red? I'm just trying to think of some sort of like A-team van paint package on this F-150.
Yeah, the Rapid Red is a really gorgeous color. It has a metallic in it, and it jumps off the plate. So it's not really like a fire engine red.
Okay.
It's more of a deeper red.
That'll work.
It looks fantastic.
I just got to grow a mohawk. I'm bald. I don't think I can get it. I can do the beard part with it and get the jewelry, but I can't do the rest of the A-team stuff. Regardless of my inane childhood fantasies with trucks, we're very excited to see the 2025 F-150 Lobo out. Where can people find information on this? A great-looking, powerful V8 truck that is sure to turn some heads in your neighborhood.
Absolutely. So they can go on Ford.com. We're unveiling it tonight here in L.A. and research it on the website. Dealers will start taking orders this weekend.
Yeah, that's the important question, is when can we start placing orders? So as you hear this, you will be able to place an order, whether you're listening to us live somewhere here in the United States or out on AFN. Get on your website, start putting those orders in, right?
Yeah, go to a Ford dealer near you. Research it online on the Ford.com website. We'll have tons of information. You can build and price and spec your color like we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be available for sale this fall. So we're really excited to see it start to hit dealer lots and having it cruise down the road.
Well, John, you may not be a baseball player, but you crushed this one. We appreciate you being on the show with us, and looking forward to see this new Lobo package out on the streets. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Nate. It was a pleasure. Take care.
You've been listening to The National Defense.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, there is a new Tom Clancy book out called Act of Defiance. It is so sensational. I'll give you the backdrop here. When a Russian super weapon is let loose under the waves, first of all, that's a statement. It's up to President Jack Ryan to find a counter move before it's too late. U.S. intelligence discovered the Russian Navy have poured money into a secret project, and they got to find out what it is. Analysts are stumped until the knot is untangled by one particularly bright young woman at the Office of Naval Intelligence, Katie Ryan, the youngest daughter of President Jack Ryan. Okay, so that's just that's the hook right there, because you get into this thing and you cannot put it down. Of course, it's a Tom Clancy novel written now by Brian Andrews, who's a Navy veteran, Park Leadership Fellow, and former submarine officer with a psychology degree from Vanderbilt and a master's in business from Cornell, and Jeffrey Wilson, who has worked as an actor, firefighter, paramedic, jet pilot, hotshot jet pilot, diving instructor, as well as a vascular and trauma surgeon. And also served in the Navy for 14 years and made multiple deployments as a combat surgeon with an East Coast-based SEAL team. Jeff, is there anything you haven't done?
My mom says I can't keep a job, so I don't know what that means.
Hey, Brian, congratulations on a great book. I'm halfway through this thing, and it is. And full disclosure, I have never read a Tom Clancy novel. And for somebody who's never read one, and for somebody who didn't serve in the military, man, I am so intrigued and hooked by this book. Great job.
Well, thanks. We're just so flattered to hear you say that. And there's going to be thousands and thousands of people out there who have also never read a Clancy book. Or maybe there's some people who've only read The Hunt for Red October, and this is an opportunity to maybe get back into the series. But we know, as you know, military veterans, that one of our most important jobs as storytellers is to introduce the community of Americans who've never served into the world that we served in, and what it's like to be out there protecting the nation on the pointy tip of the spear.
Yeah, and Jeff, you know, the description of the submarines and every platform, that's the cool thing about you guys writing this novel, is the fact that you know exactly what you're talking about, because you've been there, right?
Yeah, Brian served on a submarine. While I was on active duty, I was on a submarine once and couldn't wait to swim off of it. Even swimming off in the dark seemed like a better idea than being on it. But I will say, Brian definitely brought his expertise to this book, but we really have to thank the United States Navy. You know, people that are familiar with Clancy know that what he did so well was engage with the military and the Department of Defense and subject matter experts to really get stuff right. And even though Brian has served, he hasn't served in a year or two, right, Brian? And so things have changed. The technology has changed. The submarine platforms have changed. And the warriors aboard those are changing as well. And so the Navy gave us access to subject matter experts. We sat with the XOs and COs of several submarines. We sat with Sublant and all of his team. We had the opportunity to go aboard to Virginia-class submarines. We got to fly out to the brand-new aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford. So we really have to thank the Navy for the things that we got right, as much as our own backgrounds and expertise. They were phenomenal, supportive, and I hope in exchange we've honored them and written a book that makes them proud of what they do and can share with readers what there is to be proud of in these men and women that are out there on the pointy tip.
Yeah, and that's the first thing that I came away with, talking to Brian Andrews and Jeffrey Wilson here on the National Defense, the new novel, new Tom Clancy novel, Act of Defiance. Hey, Brian, let's talk about that a little bit, about your service, and then you know, going back and updating all of the situations on submarines, even including AI. I don't know when you guys finished this book, but there's so much that's going on right now that you've included in the novel. And you know, you get down in the weeds in terms of how a submarine operates, some of the logistics, and I mean, the more I read that, the more I agree with Jeffrey. I would never want to set foot on a submarine.
Well, I can't say that I blame you. It is a, you know, cramming 100 people into this you know, metal tube and
sardine can
going around underwater blind where you can't see. I mean, that a lot of people think that there's windows in submarines. They sort of imagine like these tourist type of things, and that's not what it's like at all. I mean, it's a steel hull all the way around. It's a pressure hull, and you can't see where you're going, so you're navigating based on, you know, sort of a complicated version of Dead Reckoning and sonar. And so, it's truly another world down there. And I think that that's what makes it so interesting. And when I think back to, you know, I served on a 688 class fast attack submarine, which is the same type of submarine that the Dallas was in the original movie Hunt for Red October. You have a periscope and a penetrating periscope, and you have a helmsman and a planesman there, and they're controlling everything. And you know, for me to be able to go out on the Virginia class submarine and see that they don't have a penetrating periscope, they're looking at a TV screen now,
yeah,
and they're using an Xbox controller to,
yeah,
you know, to control it.
Literally an Xbox controller.
Yes.
Yeah, so just it's amazing how much more technology. They can dial in on the – they have a co-pilot and a pilot now, and they've sort of reduced four watch stations into two for, you know, driving the submarine, and they can dial in on a dial, you know, they can punch in on such on a flat screen what depth they want to go to, and the submarine can do it all itself. So yes, there's a lot of changes and a lot of technology, Randy.
Well, as a huge fan of the movie, Hunt for Red October, I was so happy to see that the one thing still remains the same on a submarine. They still do say dive, dive. Right?
Absolutely. You know what? The other cool thing that hasn't changed, and this is why we were so excited to have so much engagement with the Navy. The thing that hasn't changed is the men and women that are serving.
Yeah.
They, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the country, and you know, every generation thinks the next generation is going to be the one that ruins us. I think that's human nature. But we met young men and women in every platform, in aviation, aboard these submarines, out at sea on a Arleigh Burke, and they are the most impressive people. These are sometimes 18, 19-year-old kids. All of them are in their 20s or 30s unless they're in command, and they are dedicated, they're patriotic, they are committed, they're bright, they're capable, and they are out there every day and night, and I just thank God that they are. But that was the thing that I was so glad to see has not changed. Those people, those sailors, incredible, amen, incredible human beings.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Power Dad's doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from the Home Depot. Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at the Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
Hey, as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones. And T-Mobile is committed to helping your community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts for military and veteran families, those who serve save with T-Mobile. And beyond savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment to military and veteran families.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I know, but I mean, I think that you hit on something important, and this is something that we try to do in all of our books, is that, you know, the people who are serving, whether you're, you know, serving as President of the United States or you're serving as an enlisted sailor on a submarine, you know, you are serving. And what that means is that there's a component of sacrifice, and you're having to be away from your family. You're having to put your job first, and your family has to come second sometimes. And that puts strain on families.
Right.
And that requires the families to have to make a sacrifice too. And also, I think it's important that we acknowledge that, because you're choosing to, you know, do something for the betterment of the nation instead of the betterment of yourself. And so we want to communicate that in our stories, because it's something we both experience personally, but we're not unique in that respect. It's the same thing for everybody who serves.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah. The wives and kids are the unsung heroes, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
My wife will never admit it, but she had the harder job. Like, I know I'm okay when I was out there.
Right.
I knew I was okay. She had those periods, those hours, sometimes days of wonder and worry.
I would never trade what I did for the worry that she had to have. So we really do try to honor that sacrifice and that service, the family service, in this book, but in all of our books. So I'm so glad you picked up on that, Randy. That's an important part for us.
And you know, Jeff, the other part that you guys have to deal with is that this is a legendary brand. I mean, you know, they hand something like this to you guys and say, you better get it right. And I'm not just talking about the publishers, but I'm talking about the readers and the fans of Tom Clancy. I mean, the reviews have been stellar, obviously, but they could have gone the other way, right?
Yeah, there's a little pressure there. There's a little pressure there, 100%.
Yeah.
And especially being fans ourselves, like, some of that pressure is like, what will the readers think? What will, you know, the publisher was amazing. Tom Colgan is incredible. He's like, you guys are great writers. Write your book. Honor the universe. Don't feel the pressure. But you do feel the pressure, right? And as fans, we have put some of that pressure on ourselves. Like, Hunt for the Red October was an important book in our naval careers. Like, we were reading those books when we were, you know, young and getting ready to go into this field. So, yeah, I'd be a liar if I didn't say we felt that pressure. So excited to see that it's being well received, and we'll see. I hope that people appreciate the work we did.
Hey Brian, is this thing going to be a movie like tomorrow?
Ooh, that's a great question. We don't know. So it's something that we would certainly be interested in pursuing.
Yeah,
and I think that there's some preliminary discussions that have maybe taken place in that respect, but. Certainly nothing that we can announce.
Well, if I could make a suggestion, and I'm no writer, but it seems to me that we work a lot with, and we're heard on the American Forces Radio Network. You know, it seems to me there would be a place in the movie for a disc jockey, you know. on Armed Forces Radio Network. I mean, if you really want to make this thing realistic, you know, you could have the guys on the submarine listen to AFN and maybe a disc jockey. I mean, you know, when you come to that point, just, you know, I'm here.
I love it.
I think we can see you, Randy, on top of the sail with your microphone.
Yes.
Just up there, you know, in the wind, sort of like your own Titanic moment. You know, you're like leaning forward, talking.
I'm king of the world.
We're talking to Brian Andrews and Jeffrey Wilson here in the National Defense. The book, Tom Clancy novel, Jack Ryan novel, Act of Defiance. And the other thing I get from this is not only the relationship between Jack and Katie, but also the very mandatory protocol that you have to have between a president of the United States and his daughter who's serving in the capacity that that he has her serve. And Brian, talk about that a little bit, because I think you guys nailed it again with this, because that could have been kind of loosey-goosey. But, I mean, every interaction that they have, whether it's personal or private or public, it's set in that. I do my job and you do your job, right?
Yeah, we talked a lot about that, and we're trying to imagine if you...
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
But we did research on this, and this is based on, you know, at least some theoretical weapons that do exist.
Well, in real life, to Jeff's point, you know, Putin released a propaganda video that showed this nuclear torpedo causing a nuclear tidal wave that in a basically a power animated PowerPoint wipes out Florida, right? So you put that out there and it's like everybody's like, oh my god, a nuclear tidal wave.
Right.
Well, can it actually generate a nuclear tidal wave? No. But could it do what we said in the book, which would be, you know, contaminate the port of Norfolk and make it unusable for 100 years? Yes, it could do that. Scary stuff.
Well, when I in the book you talk about New York City, and I'm fine with that. You know, we're based in Kansas City, but then when I read about the, you know, you get to the point about the dissension that's going on in Russia, I was like, oh, that's great. They're not getting along with each other, and boy, if we could get to that point, that would be great. But I mean, you guys did such a great job in covering everything in terms of the Navy, logistics. I love how the characters interact with each other in terms of how to move forward. It's just a great book, guys. What a great job.
Well, thank you so much, man. That means a lot coming from you. Real.
Well, and this, you know, our audience is just going to obviously eat this up. And it's so funny when I talk to people about Tom Clancy novels, I always get one of two answers. They've seen Red October. They've never read a Tom Clancy novel, or they've read every Tom Clancy novel. And is that kind of what you guys find?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's definitely it. Well, hopefully this will bring some new readers into the Clancy universe. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm raising my hand right here. So thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for the time, and thanks for the great book. It's Act of Defiance, another great Jack Ryan novel. Thanks for being on the National Defense.
Randy, we love talking to you, my man. Anytime. Anytime.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.